I want to just encourage you for just a few moments. I knew and I felt that the Lord spoke to me that these times as we start out this year needs to be just what we're doing right now. We're a teaching house. We've been taught a lot. Amen? Yeah. And we know a lot. Yeah. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Now, you know a thing or two because you've been taught a thing or two. And I've been talking to our team, our worship team, and different ones saying, when the call came and was here over 12 hours, and we had this worship going on in the chapel for 24 hours, that it shifted some things for our good. God bless you all. Speak blessings over you. The favor of God over your life. Increase in your life. And in 2018, may not only what you desire God to do be fulfilled, but what God has for you become your reality. I speak His very best over you. And thank you for being with us today. God bless you. And as a result of their being here, I believe that in the Spirit has given us some things to steward. And that's why we're not quick to move back into what our normal flow is of our service. Because God wants to meet everyone personally. And for some of you, it's the ministry that you receive coming forth. For others, it's the ministry you receive right there. But one of the things that we will continue to steward is the presence of God, by honoring Him and not rushing through because we have a time frame that we just have to be out of here. And so, God, if you don't get it done in this amount of time, we'll see you next week. Well, there's really no guarantee of that. And so I want you to know that what we're doing right now is just simply not wanting to miss God in this season, because people are coming with great need. People are coming with great expectation. They're coming with great desire. More than all of that, He is here with a desire to meet you, not just where you're at, but where He wants to take you. Amen? So I want you to understand that. The other thing I want to say to you is, hear me. The words that we've received as the prophetic words for the house, overarching word, the year of kingdom expansion. I want you to be aware of this, that as you launch out into this year, it's going to take a resolve on your part that whatever God has purposed to do in your life, you will not relent, you will not back up, and you will not settle for anything less than what's stirring in your heart concerning your future. And the reason why it's important for me to say that to you right now is because some of you are right at the brink of the things that you've been praying into. Some of you are in your final stages of coming into a new place, maybe in your career, maybe it's a new place just in your life, a new place in God. And I want to encourage you, because hear me, we do have an adversary, and while he is defeated, he will do everything he can to distract you and to try to discourage you, cause you to fold the cards up and walk away from the table. But listen to me, you got to play the hand out. Some of y'all some card players in here, you know what I'm talking about. You get dealt a hand and you just think, man, I can't do anything with this. Come on, don't act like you ain't play cards, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about, all right? But my son did my son made a shirt years ago. And it said, play the hand you're dealt. And then it's five cards. Each card has a letter. And it says, faith. That's the deck. That's the cards. It's on a shirt. And I remember when he designed that. my encouragement for all of us, because this year has the potential to be your greatest year in God. This year has the potential, Ronald, to be your greatest year in God. I prophesy to you, young man, because the enemy has made you feel like you're just kind of out there, but you're not out there. You ever see that commercial of the guy with the cell phone with the network behind him? You ever see that commercial, Ronald, where he shows up and he turns around and there's this whole network behind him? Ronald, God said, that's you.
Hallelujah.
He said, that's you. Ronald, he says, you're not alone. Sometimes you don't feel like you're connecting with people. But just as the word of the Lord came to young John Paul, the word of the Lord to you is the same. God has uniquely designed you. Quit comparing yourself with others. Quit comparing yourself with your brother. Quit allowing the enemy to make you think that you're never going to be anything significant. Because hear me, son, in God, you already are.
That's right.
In God, you already are. Walk it out, son. Walk it out. Keep walking it out. You're making wise choices. Keep making them. Keep making them. Because this is going to be the year that Ronald's going to break forth. And people are going to wonder what happened to you. And you're going to be able to tell them, I came into who I am in God. That's what you see about me. Not what they've said about me, not who they tried to make me to be, but I got a revelation of who I am in God, and that's what you see. Receive that word. Thank the Lord for it right now. Would you thank the Lord for what he's doing with this young man? Okay, I'm really trying to dial it down, but hallelujah. But this is the year, y'all. Some of you already feeling weight and pressure. You're already feeling weight and pressure. We ain't even got through January yet, and you're already feeling weight and pressure. But here's my word to you, and it's in the words that I've spoken. I sent an email out on yesterday, talking about order before increase. Anybody get that email? Anybody read that email? Okay. But there's another word that I spoke. If we have those words on PowerPoint, can you find the one that talks about order because of increase? It'd be the last statement that we made for 2018, okay? I need y'all to focus, because this is the word for today, okay? So just know that. This is it. I know y'all rejoicing, like, thank you, Jesus, because I thought he was still going. Okay, can you find that for me? 2018. And the last one. I'll just keep talking until you get it up on the screen, okay? But here's the thing. Yes, it's in your bulletins as well. Not that one. There you go. Thank you. 2018 will be a year of divine order. Say divine order.
Divine order.
We will be required to walk in greater levels of responsibility and discipline as God establishes his divine kingdom order through his body, through his church, in the earth. Order because of increase. Now, I've taught on the principle of order before increase, but let me just say what some of you are dealing with right now. I'm talking about those of you that feel so overwhelmed. What you're dealing with is order because of increase. A lot of times, see, we think that increase, we think it's financial, but sometimes that increase is responsibility. See, going back to there. See, required to walk into greater levels of responsibility and discipline as God establishes his divine kingdom order. Order because of increase. God is beginning to open up some doors and some avenues for many of you, and is causing you to have to get things in better order because of the increase that has come and is coming. So don't think it's strange that you're really struggling right now with trying to get it all together. This is where you're at. Order because of increase. With that increase is going to come greater responsibility, and it's going to cause us to have to discipline ourselves better. Can I give you a quick example? Not from the scriptures, I'm talking about me. So when I came into this year, I realized that things started moving kind of quickly. We had the call that came in. I was in meetings that I didn't plan to be in, John Paul. I was orchestrating things, helping to bring some things together. Then I got a couple of calls for a couple of other things. And I realized that this is the key for me, order, because of increase, because things are moving. So what I decided to do was I said, okay, I got to take my week now and I got to try to get this thing compartmentalized. So what I did is I said, okay, so on Monday, that's going to be my downtime. That's going to be home. That's going to be bills. That's going to be focusing on those kind of things and try to rest. Then Tuesday is going to be my heirs covenant church day. Okay, that's the day I focus on heirs. That's the day I focus on the congregation. That's the day. Now, hear me when I say this now for all of you who would think, okay, so I can't talk to him on any other day but this day. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about order because of increase in my life. Okay, so that's what I do for Tuesday. I'm thinking, okay, that's the day that I need to sit down and really kind of begin to map out things, pray into things relative to the church. Wednesday, I set aside as my day to write. Okay, working on a new book that I need to get done. And there's other creative things that I do. That's the time I need to be working on getting this song ready to be recorded, those kind of things. So Wednesday is my day to work creatively on things that I need to do. Thursday is my heirs international ministry day. That's the day of apostolic ministry, focused on things that are going on in the city, things that are going on in the community, things that are going on in the region, things that are going on in the nation, things that are going on in the world. Every Thursday, I get a call from Pastor Andrews. I told him Thursday would be the best day because that's the day I wake up focused on the apostolic and the international and those things. Then on Friday is my day that I focus on preparation for Sunday. Now, all week long I'm preparing because I write down little notes and things, but by Friday, my goal is to put it all together and have a sense of where we need to go. Now, I'm just sharing that with you to say, that's my process. Yours may be different, and it should be different, but I'm talking about the intentionality of it. The intentionality of it. That's what has to happen for all of us in this year. I shared with you four areas that the Lord said that he was going to work in this year. One, that he was going to redeem time. Okay? Number two, he was going to renew health. Number three, release finances. And number four, restore relationships. I'm seeing God do that on multiple levels. I was with a dear friend on Friday. We were sitting talking, and while we were talking, he said to me, he said, I just want you to know, and he said a person's name has reached out to me and wants to meet to reconcile our relationship.
Amen.
I pulled up the word which I had sent to him, but he hadn't seen it. And I said, I want you to see this. Now, the person he's talking about is someone I know too. And we sat there and we just began to weep because I knew for years he had been trying to reconcile things with this individual. But the person just said, I don't want anything to do with you any longer. And here in the year of 2018, when God is restoring relationships,
amen,
now it's happening. Come on, would you thank the Lord for him fulfilling his word?